Hello, everyone. This is Jim McCollum in Deep River, Connecticut, checking in on Audio Boo again. It's Wednesday, July 23rd, and I thought I would weigh in and express my thoughts on the KNFB Reader mobile app that's coming out in a couple of months. I've seen a lot about it on Twitter. It's pretty much a hot topic in the blindness community right now, on Twitter and on the podcasts. And I thought I would throw my two cents worth into the pot. My feeling is that what I'm going to do with this app is I'm going to wait and see how people do with it. I know that some people will, you know, people will purchase it as soon as it comes out, and they'll test it, and they'll, you know, they'll be on Twitter and on doing podcasts and on Apple Vis and all these other places. And I think what I'm going to do is see how they do, and see how well the app works for them. I would just buy it myself, but $99 plus whatever taxes added onto it, you're talking about probably $100 plus a handful of change. And I'm on kind of a limited budget. I will spend $100 on an app if it's worth it to me, but I can't just, you know, just blow $100 on an app that, not knowing if it's going to work. I would take that risk if it was $2 or $3, $4, but not $100. OCR technology is great. I love it. You know, I'm sure we all do, but it does have some limitations. I have Text Detective and Prismo on my phone. I'm running I have an iPhone 5 that's running iOS 7.1.2, the latest iOS as I'm recording this. And you know, I've had iffy luck with these apps. You know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Usually when I want to scan, I use my PC. I have a Windows 8 PC. I'm currently using DocuScan Plus for scanning. I've used OpenBook in the past, but I decided not to upgrade it when I got my new machine about a year ago. I've been using DocuScan Plus, and that's working very fine for me. It meets most of my needs. I don't feel a need to scan unless I'm at home anyway. So, I've heard people talk about or expressing the idea that maybe there should be a trial period where you have the app free for a certain number of days or weeks or a certain number of scans or whatever. I'm not too sure that would work too well. I know that in my experience with Prismo and Text Detective, I have not put a whole lot of energy into learning to use these apps. I must admit that. I've tried them a few times with inconsistent success. I would probably do better with them if I put more energy into practicing with them, but I haven't felt compelled to do that. But I'm hearing a lot of good things about the KNFB reader. I think it's perfectly reasonable to charge money for it. It takes a lot to develop an app like that. And when you consider I don't know exactly what goes into it. I'm not an app developer or a software developer. But if you consider what potentially could go into developing a really good OCR app that could do everything we would like it to do, you know, that's mind-boggling to me, to my little brain. And I think that $100, if it works well, is a reasonable price. Especially when you consider that software, you know, in the past we've paid $700 or $800 for OpenBook or Kurzweil, or maybe even more than that. And we've done it because it's what we've had to do. So really, my position on that question is that, you know, see how the app does. If you feel it's worth $100, then pay it and get the app. If you feel it's not worth $100, then don't do it. It's, you know, it's as simple as that. I think that's my position on that question. And I hope, you know, if you agree with me, fine. If you disagree, you know, you certainly have a right to your opinion. That's what makes this country great, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But it really comes down to you do what works for you, what you can afford, what you can't afford. and what meets your needs and what doesn't meet your needs, what you're comfortable with and what you're not. A whole lot of variables involved in this. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to wait and see. I may purchase it, may not. It will depend on the result of how people do with it. But I'll let everybody go and stop rambling for now. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye.